Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Afternoon. This is Mitch Jim Fetzer's producer, Mitchell Bupp, setting in for Dr. James Fetzer yet again today. Well, stay tuned for later in today's show. I hope to hear from Jim during the last segment, about the last half hour. We hope to have Jim call in and join the show and talk about the things that he has been enduring. So, come on down and join us at revolution.radio, streaming live around the world on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Accessify, Radiomni, Open Radio App, and many more. You can get the straight truth, not that mainstream media mind control, over here on Revolution Radio. Call in and listen to Studio B. That's where we're at right now. 641-793-2531. So you can call and listen to the show. Of course, you can go over to revolution.radio and hit that mini player that says Studio B. You can catch us there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, everybody. Maced and fleeced and net effect and no knocks of merits over there in the chat room. Popsicle toes. All in getting into the conversation. But this, as Jim's show is a news and information show. So without delay, without further ado, we shall get ready and get over here and get the news and information that you need. Don't forget that Jim's website's still up. I'm sure he took some days off, and I bet he's going to be easing back in to the things that he loves to do. And of course, being a truth teller is one of the things that Jim loves to do. So I hope y'all are having a great day. My browser is, well, is it responding very well for me today? I don't know why. I guess it needs cleaned out. Too many bits and pictures and pieces stuck in that system there, isn't it? Anyway, where let's start. Coming out news just earlier this morning that Joe Biden has confirmed and NATO has said it's okay to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. So NATO has approved using not just cluster bombs, but radioactive, of course, think about it, depleted uranium weapons to be used in the European battlefield. Yes, this is just another red line that has been crossed by NATO and the West. The summit coming up in a few days or next week in Vilnius will be a reaffirmation that Ukraine will become a future member of NATO. That itself is essentially a declaration of war against Russia. If I were Europe, I would stop and think again of exactly what they are preparing to do in Ukraine. Now, Ukraine has complained and whined and bitched and moaned that the F-16s for Ukraine have already been, that promise has already been, well, broken by the West because they didn't start training until the middle of June, which pushed the program back even further. And of course, the UK, if you're not aware, the British have recently come out and said, well, we're running short of weapons. You know, if we got to go to war to defend us, we don't have it. Okay. You know, the British government only has 40 extra tanks and hardly any extra naval assets left to send to Ukraine. Nobody is talking about that now, are they? No, of course not. We cannot have that, okay? Yeah, that's the unequivocal truth that we live with today, that we got lied to in Afghanistan. We were lied to in Iraq. We've been lied to in Syria. We've been lied about Libya. We've been lied to about Ukraine. When will the lies of the military-industrial complex stop? Really, when will they stop? And that is a question that that must be asked. Russia said, I believe it was yesterday or late Wednesday, they said, look, Russia has just come under attack by American drones again, and that we know that the United States of America is not only supplying the drones, and they're supplying the targeting information data. They're supplying the GPS coordinates and the GPS tracking system that takes the drones to Moscow. Whether you like it or not, the United States is up to its eyeballs in Ukraine. A large Iranian drone plant is already up and running inside of Russia, as long-range reconnaissance drones from the facility are now being deployed in Ukraine. 50 new Albatross M5 long-range reconnaissance drones have been sent to Ukraine. The amount of lies and the amount of deceptions that the United States has been creating and perpetrating around the world actually makes the United States of America the number one sponsor of terrorism, if not the number one terrorist in the world. The United States is trying to make hay about a video that shows Russian jets harassing U.S. drones over Syria. Now, the United States claims that the anti-ISIS coalition, wink, wink, nod, nod, the coalition to overthrow Assad is fighting ISIS and al-Nusra and other enemies of the United States. Well, I don't believe an effing word of it. It's a lie. It's a big fat lie. The United States is there stealing Syrian oil, money coming out of the coffers, 60,000 barrels a day, tens of millions of dollars of oil a year is being stolen by the United States of America and used to fund the war against the legitimate government of Syria. You know, there is one thing that we do know, that the United States of America is a pirate. It flies the Jolly Roger and the stars and bars as it goes around the world to literally take under control any ships from any nation that the United States of America says, we have sanctions against said country and said oligarchs or businessmen or whatever. The United States of America is a lawless nation when it comes to the world. There is no rule of law. If there was, most American presidents would be stood in front of a wall and shot as traitors to humanity. So there you have it. What else we got going on that is, let's just say exciting. What's going on at the White House that's exciting? Well, the investigation. No, into the cocaine. Yes, the cocaine. High on the 4th of July. That's right. Somebody left their stash in the cubby hole where they put their phone and their other personals. So when they put it in there, they forgot to get their coke baggie. Some people say it was Hunter Biden's and everything else, right? The U.S., the press secretary, Jean LePierre, whatever her name is, she has invoked the Hatch Act, which is essentially, you know, the private affairs versus the government affairs. And, you know, oh, I can't talk about that. This official podium, that's not the president's personal private podium. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. You know, reporters asked Biden about the cocaine. He just laughed about it. You know, I guess it's when you're asked about corruption and the millions of dollars. He says, that's right. I sold America's secrets. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's not kidding. He's a effing crook. I almost said that word. No, you don't say that word on Revolution Radio. All right, so come on down and join us, revolution.radio. Let's get over here to get some more news and information that you can use. Yes, idiocracy. That's where we're headed. Social justice retards, activists, excuse me, believe that when you wake up early to go to work, if you wake up early, that is a sign of white supremacy. So if you get up before the sun, or you get up around the time that the sun comes up over the horizon, then you are a white supremacist if you get up early, because that perpetuates, extends, and brings forth that colonial attitude, you know, of work hard, get up early, work hard, make yourself, you know, successful. You know, I mean, after all, you know, as Obama said, you didn't build that. You know, everybody else built it. Yeah, you tell that to the farmer who goes out in the field every day, busts his ass, and Obama's saying, man, you didn't grow that. The sun grew that. You didn't do shit. Now, who put it in the rows, and who planted it in the ground? Who financed all the seed? Yeah, sure wasn't mother effing nature. Wow. Sheer crazy. It is. It's just sheer craziness and idiocracy. China maintains a ban on Japanese seafood over the Fukushima water release. Now, it's only 1 million tons of water. I mean, 8 pounds for a gallon. And if it's 1 million tons of water, How many gallons of water is that? How many millions of gallons? Yes, unknown health risks to release all the tritium-laced water that has been recirculated again and again through the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plants. China says, look, if you can get us a human that has 3 arms, we'll go with the program, I guess. Anyway, Musk tells Zuckerberg to cease and desist. He says, Elon Musk says, competition is fine, but cheating is not. Elon Musk is talking about the new feature put out by Meta, aka Facebook and Instagram. Oh, damn it. I just had a stabbing ass pain in my hand, man. And I don't see anybody stabbing any shit in it. Oh, man, it is hurting. Ooh. Where was I at? Anyway, so Threads. Facebook and Musk are in a battle, okay, a data war. And the Threads is basically a messaging platform that's basically identical to Twitter's, okay? And the first thing they said, you remember they said it was going to be censorship-free. Remember they said you were going to be able to talk, and it was a more friendlier and less restrictive environment. Within minutes after the platform started this morning, the platform called Threads, they were literally censoring tweets and censoring people that had signed up for it. They had already been delisted, deranked, and their visibility had been put down there to like, well, you know, it's your bottom of the ocean, like, you know, where the Titanic lays. Yeah, that's about how much light these poor bastards are going to see on any of these platforms. I don't care what platform it is today, and almost all platforms, any successful edgy counter society peoples, all of them that succeed and are still on those platforms, they're astroturf. They're astroturf. Okay, well, I almost said that word, didn't I? As a matter of fact, I partially said it. But they're all AstroTurf, and it's all a bunch of crap. Okay? It really, really is. Apple will slow the launch of the Vision Pro 3D headsets, virtual headsets, by requiring all purchases to be by appointment. By appointment. Wow. Huh. So the only way you can get an appointment or get one is making an appointment in the store rather than come in, get it off the shelf and go. But then again, in most of the stores, if you come in and it's available on the shelf, people are already going to pick it up and just steal it. Isn't that what usually happens? I think so. Alibaba jumps on report that China plans to end Ant Group's crackdown with a $1 billion fine. Now, is that a billion yuan or is that $1 billion? Because, you know, $1 billion US is a lot different than, well, $1 billion yuan, because one is like, you know, actual $1 billion, and the other one is actually maybe $1 million. You know, I'm just saying. Do they realize that yet? I don't know. I'm not sure. It's idiocracy. It is. It's idiocracy. China's military says the U.S. is turning Taiwan into a powder keg as Yellen arrives in Beijing on the abyss of the disaster. China has said that, look, we're going to increase the pressure that we're putting on you guys. We're going to limit rare earth mineral exports, period, to anybody because they are a Chinese national security issue. Number two, there are a trillion. 1 trillion with a T in bonds that U.S. People, financial institutions and individuals have purchased for businesses and other things in China. These bonds are supposed to be paying off, paying out, and they're supposed to have a certain amount of financial, clarity to it, so you can actually see what is going on. You can see the numbers of the businesses, what their numbers are, and if everything is on track to pay back the bond. Well, $1 trillion worth of bonds, the Chinese have said, well, I'm sorry, but we don't do that stuff. We don't keep track of that, and we don't know. Yeah, they don't know. I mean, it's just that crazy. Okay, it really is. It's just that crazy. The U.S. Pacific Fleet tweeted out a 4th of July graphic that showed it said Happy 4th of July, you know, from the U.S. Pacific Fleet Command. And there was one problem. Well, actually, there were several problems with this. Okay. Just said Happy 4th of July, you know, an American flag in the background of like a sky and a ship on a sea and silhouettes of the ship and aircraft overhead. There's a little problem, okay? The ship is a Russian destroyer, and the airplanes that are flying overhead are not Americans, but they're Russian airplanes. And I mean, really, why is the U.S. Pacific Fleet posting Russian ships and aircraft on Independence Day? I mean, I don't know what public affairs officers they've got, you know, and where they got them from. But, you know, if they were just fired from Bud Light, don't hire them. I mean, what the hell is the matter? It's a Cashin class Russian destroyer. They send a photograph of. It's just idiocracy. I mean, how can something, this isn't even mission critical. And this is such an obvious screw up. It's not even funny. Okay. It's not even funny. I mean, if it's all about inclusion, why didn't they include a Chinese Communist Party flag? Well, I'd have to hand it, though, to the U.S. Navy. They are aware they use an M16 with a helmet on it. Okay. At least it wasn't a Russian or a Chinese AK-47 or some other type of weapon. At least they got that part right. Oh, the part where they stick the gun in the head of the dead American soldier. Oh, God, what in the hell is the matter with people? Have they lost their minds? Yeah, I really think so. We'll be right back. Station promotions rolling right now.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Join Revolution Radio
every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, howdy. Welcome back. This is the Raw Deal with your guest host, Mitchell Bupp. But don't worry, Jim's on his, Jim's getting better. He said he's feeling a lot better than he had been. And that he's going to try to join us in about 1 hour, the last half hour of this show. So when you, if you're around, stop and listen in. Hey, here's one for you. We talked about the U.S. Pacific Fleet and their stupidity, their utter stupidity. Meanwhile, the Navy's Fifth Fleet had been in action. That's right, on Wednesday. Earlier this week, later in the day, you know, after Jim's show, or, you know, because it's late in the day, early, whatever you want to call it, there was an attempt by Iranians to hijack not one, but two tankers. Now, the U.S. Navy was able to respond and prevent the seizures of these two ships. And I guess from what it sounds like, the a tanker with Bahamas, a flag Greek-owned U.S.-managed crude oil tanker transiting the United Arab Emirates to Singapore, said the firing of shots happened about 28 miles northeast of Muscat, the capital of Oman. The U.S. Navy further described that in total, Iran seized at least five commercial vessels over the course of the last 2 years. The last ones were in April. Now, after this incident happened, the Iranians left and didn't come back. Evidently, the Iranians have since hijacked or pirated another commercial vessel that was transiting the Gulf. This was this happened after this, so this would have been last night or yesterday. Okay. Currently, the U.S., there's a move in Congress to toughen U.S. actions against Iranian illegal crude exports. Several senators backed the Biden administration move to seize Iranian tankers at the Panama Canal, calling for more measures to stop Iran's crude. Iran is the country that got away from the United States of America. America and Britain had overthrown the government. It is not very often that a country can overthrow off the Western invaders that had seized the nation. Ever since then, the United States and the West has been at war with Iran. I am parched. Anyway, they call the Iranians the aggressors. But are the Iranians aggressing, or are they just trying to pay back for what they were aggrieved about years ago? I think that's a valid question. If you weren't aware, some Iranians have now sued Shell and other companies that were assisting Saddam Hussein with chemicals with weapons of mass destruction, providing the chemicals for them, for mustard gas and other irritants that scar the lungs. Remember, the United States of America provided real-time intelligence reports for the use of said weapons and assisted and trained the Iraqi army so they could poison gas Iranians. RFK Jr. decrees the Biden administration still withholding JFK assassination records. Why can't we just get it out in the open and say the CIA murdered and assassinated the president of the United States of America in cooperation and conspiracy and coordination with the vice president of the United States of America, Mr. Johnson? Yeah, let's wake up. Let's cut all of the bullshit out. What can be relevant after 60 years of the assassination of JFK? The fact that the Bush family dynasty was there, that the CIA was deep in control of all of it, that the CIA also murdered Bobby Kennedy. Yeah. Think about it. The truth here, man. Why? What national security secrets could be at risk except that those in government now had a hand in the murder and the assassination, and that means that our government we have today is illegitimate, run and controlled by dictators, despots, and scumbags. Yeah, but anyway, Kennedy charged that the postponement was an unlawful violation of the President John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act. All I have to say, if the federal government says not to release something like that, that means that they are guilty, and that they have committed the crimes, and that they are trying to hide them so they can have the plausible deniability and throw it off on the dead people and not onto the system which has created the crimes, not the people who perpetrated them. They all should be held accountable. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Alan Dulles, fired by Kennedy, died 6 years after Kennedy's assassination, denied any involvement in the assassination, but I don't believe that. RFK Jr. believes Dulles used his position with the Warren Commission to cover up the evidence of the CIA involvement, of course, including Mother Effing Bush Sr. Yes, he said in a recent interview that his father's own first instincts was that the federal agency carried out the killing. That was Bobby, right? The CIA has long denied any involvement in the 35th president's murder, and I don't believe that to be true. In 79, U.S. House Review Committee appointed to study assassination concluded at least two gunmen and co-conspirators were involved in Kennedy's murder. The only person ever accused, right, was Lee Harvey Oswald, who denied being the assailant, and he was killed a few days later by Jack Ruby. Ruby, convicted and sentenced to prison, died shortly after waiting a new trial after winning an appeal on his conviction. In mid-June, national conservative podcaster Joe Rogan asked Kennedy if he was concerned about his safety in relation of being a target. Kennedy said that he has to be careful and that he does take precautions. Yes, and that a sad epithet for what we consider to be, you know, the greatest planet or greatest country on this earth, with that is, well, honest and has not, yeah. Oh, whoa, here we go. Let's see, what do we got going on here? Judge says Trump can be deposed in former agent of Peter Strzok's lawsuit. Mr. Strzok and former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, suing the DOJ and FBI, played key roles in the Crossfire Hurricane investigation into alleged collusion between Trump and Russia. Imagine that nobody on the Democrat side can be deposed on that lawsuit, right? Yeah. Anyway, the lawsuit alleges wrongful termination following the debunked Russia collusion investigation and claims that he was fired at Mr. Trump's direction. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson, a piece of shit liberal lawyer, a liberal judge, agreed with the request to depose Trump in a brief order on June the 6th. This comes a day after the DOJ asked a final time to block Mr. Trump from being deposed. Given the limited nature of the deposition that has been ordered, the fact that the former president's schedule appears to be able to accommodate other litigation, but not this one, Jackson wrote in her order. Strzok and Page is also suing the DOJ and FBI that played key roles in the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. This is why This is why they need to be indicted. They should have been indicted. And John Durham and everybody else has let these people run off with the attempted overthrow of the President of the United States of America. Strzok should not only have been fired, but he should have been held as a spy and as a traitor against this country. Strzok should have been not terminated from the FBI. And he should have been tried and then hung as a conspirator against the President of the United States of America. Yeah. Testimony doesn't support Strzok's theory. Judge, however, Jackson noted in her ruling that while her testimony of Mr. Ray and other individuals did not support Strzok's theory that Trump was involved in the decision-making, the facts remain that the president himself publicly boasted of his involvement. Well, anyway, Jackson should also then, you know, Strzok must be put under oath and questioned about all of his anti-Trump activities. And this is another reason why that he was, well, shit-canned without a thought. Janet Yellen is talking to China, as I said a few minutes ago, and has warned against a winner-take-all fight with China. China doesn't have any respect for the United States, and they know the United States cannot be trusted after watching the United States in negotiations with Russia over Ukraine. What China knows is that the United States doesn't follow its diplomatic words. It does whatever it wants. It says whatever it needs to get the job done. It's like a woman who will lie to you just to get whatever the hell she wants.
the unfortunate truths of where we are at today. Ah, man. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, over here in the Revolution Radio Element chat room. Dun, 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 dun. So anyway, thanks there, Jim. Jim Jones posted the cluster bomb story in the internet. New York City council staffer urged BLM protesters to throw more bottles at cops, torch more vans during the George Floyd protest. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, this is some white young glacier glider girl who has really probably never had to struggle before in her life. Speaking of New York shitty, Mayor Adams. Mayor Adams, just another line of bullshit artists to take the helm at New York City as being the mayor, where Mayor Adams, a few weeks ago, a few months ago, when two officers were murdered and there was racial and tension between the police and protesters and everybody else. And Mayor Adams pulls out this picture out of his wallet and said, you know, I have been carrying this picture of this guy, I forgot his name. I won't lie. He died in 1987, and I carried around on my notebook, on my clip, you know, as a memory, you know, of this guy. And, you know, that lying piece of political clownship, okay, he's a clown. He's a liar. He had his staff make this picture, spill coffee stains on it, so it would look, and then laminated it, so it would look good. And so Mayor Adams has been pulling this thing out and using it as a political weapon, as a political tool against people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. In fact, Mayor Adams came out a couple weeks ago or last week, and when somebody says, why aren't you guys doing this? You work for us. You work for us, Mayor Adams. When Mayor Adams says, oh, no, no, no. I am not a slave on your plantation. I am the mayor, and I deserve, and I got respect. I mean, really? Really? You know, saying that, you know, it's pretty pitiful when you have to bring out the race card to defend yourself against criticism from the people that elected you and the citizens of the city, and then decry that you called me a racial slur. You said I was your slave. Man, you're the public servant. If you think a public servant is a slave to the public, then you could be right. And you should be right, because they should be and they are. But that's not how politics is today. Politics is for we, the politician, and for my benefactors. And, well, if a little crumb falls off the table onto the floor for the other clowns in the media, then yeah, or the public get a few dollars. Yeah. I mean, really, it's crazy. You know, in New York City now, they have more people put up that are illegal immigrants than are American homeless citizens. Think about that. Since Joe Biden became president, what is the official count? Do you know?
Do you want to know? Or are you afraid to know? Or is there any possible way to know? Well, here's the truth. We can put a bottom in that number, but we can't put a top in that number. In other words, we can put on a low end. We know how many people that came into the United States illegally and were released into the United States because we have those numbers. Since Joe Biden became president, it's been more than 5 million illegal immigrants. More than 5 million illegal immigrants that have been processed at the border. Now, according to Customs Border officers, there was another 1.6 million estimated, because those are the ones they saw, but they couldn't get. They disappeared into the fabric of America. So, look, 7 million illegal immigrants have come in during the time of Joe Randolph. Is it Randolph? Biden. That's an invasion. That is something that is purposeful. That is something that must be stopped and changed. Period. End of story. Okay? You're talking about $30 billion of money to cartels and illegal to human smugglers to bring people into the country for the most part. You understand that part? You got it? That's what I'm trying to say. Think about it. $30 billion with a B. It's organized crime on a scale that you and I can only, well, dream of and think about. It's sheer crazy. It's sheer crazy. As you know, robots promise they won't steal jobs or rebel against humans. They'll take care of your old. We can run the world better. No, they can't. The robots can't run the world better. The only thing the robots can really do is to level the playing field and get the corruption out. You know, all of the corruption by the governments of the world, where they have lied to the people, where they have abused their power and authority and stolen monies and everything else. AI can find all that. AI certainly can stop, you know, Microsoft and Google and YouTube and the rest of this stuff from, well, let's see, censoring things on the internet. What else? They can crack all of these financial scams where everybody is padding the system and getting rich. They should be able to ferret out government corruption in contracts and numbers and stuff. Yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff, isn't it? The claim of Earth's hottest day is the third time this week. More bullshit from climate fearologists who essentially are pushing, you know, this New World Order idea. Yeah. Special counsel digging into Trump Oval Office meeting in the final days of his presidency. Really? So now what the president does in the Oval Office is going to be questioned. You know, they didn't question Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala. No. Joe Biden, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. They all should have been questioned about the Hillary Clinton campaign research the same way. You know, listen, that's why these people need to be hammered and dealt with, just like the crap that Pete Strzok and Lisa Page are doing right now. They not only obstructed justice, but they attempted to overthrow the Trump presidency, and they should be sent to prison much longer than their lives would ever exist. Okay? And I would tell that to them effing face. I wouldn't be afraid to. But, you know, we don't have a justice system. We have a corruption system that is run by crooks for crooks to keep their power and their ability to steal at will from the American people. They already have all the money. They just don't have all the power. And they will never get it because of you and I. We'll be right back.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. At the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Good afternoon. This is Mitch setting in for Dr. Jim Fetzer. I believe Jim was trying to make an appearance later today and after the next break. And since that's the case, I'm going to open up the phone line. So if anybody wants to call, and by the way, the internet seems to be pretty sound and solid today. So, as it turns out, give us a call, 540-352-4452, and let's hear what's on your radar or what you see that's going on around the world. Meanwhile, I am going to keep on rolling with news and information. Oh, well, here's somebody's calling an 804 number. Let's see who this is. Hello, 804. Missed that. Oh, there they are. Hello. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. Okay. All right. Maybe it was somebody else calling for me about something else, I said, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, they use this line for the studio at the Revolution Radio, too. I'm sorry there, 804. But yes, you've got the right number. If you're trying to reach me, I'll call you back in 1 hour, 804. So anyway, I hope y'all are doing well. God bless you. Antibiotics. That's right. An antibiotic shortage could worsen the syphilis epidemic. Epidemic of syphilis? Has there ever not been syphilis? Not since I've been alive, at least. You know, the clap has always been here. You know, syphilis and gonorrhea. Yes, a crucial, antibiotic to fight syphilis, known as penicillin G benzathine, is in short supply. Anyway, the shortage announced by the drug maker Pfizer last month, the company cited increases in demand because of the rising rate of syphilis infections, as well as bacillin's recent use as an alternative to amoxicillin, another antibiotic that has gone through scarcities periodically and is prescribed for more general infections like strep throat. Anyway, a Pfizer spokesman, Stephen Dehaney, said that it would likely take about a year for the company to ramp up production by 50% at its Rochester, Michigan plant, enough to ultimately manufacture enough bacillin to meet demand and shore up reserves. Dun, 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 dun. Syphilis has been on the rise since the year 2000 in the United States, reaching 176,713 cases of syphilis. Congenital syphilis tripled during the four-year period to 2,855 cases. Yes, anyway, so, wow. Highest rates here in the United States are among the infants of Native American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, and Black mothers. Huh, imagine that. Anyway, so be careful. Always wrap that rascal and always demand that your significant other who were at that time that significant other person, wrap that their rascal if you're of the other species. Well, it might call it species today, right? With the LGBTQ psychological world that we live in, where the psychology and the physiology of hardware and software of humans has been confused or infused with each other. Yeah, so understand, you know, delusion is delusion. Physical reality is one thing. The physical attributes of a male and a female are, well, pretty obvious. When you say, hey, when you say that in today's world, the physical attributes of a man and a woman are, you know, pretty much well established in a physiological sense, you know, in the muscles and mammaries and testicles and sacs and vulva and everything else, right? I mean, I think it's pretty settled in the physiological world what is male and what is female. Hey, but if you get into the psychological world, the world of the mind and of the make-believe, or of the political placebo, psychological placebo effects of thinking, therefore thou are, or therefore it is, or therefore whatever, that the power, see, and this is what people, some of what people are missing, the power of a person's mind. Look how it has been kind of turned and flipped around. Whoa, almost spilt my drink. The power is flipped around. And instead of the physical, the physiological, you know, controlling and manifesting the psychological within that person, what is happening is the psychological is overriding the physiological. And then what is happening during what they call affirmative care for LGBTQ individuals, that affirmative care works to change the physiological to meet the psychological. And that is madness. That is going to be madness to the mind. Madness to the mass psychology and what defines us as a species of men and women and humans together. But then again, if you have a program that is designed to literally strip the reality and twist the mind into believing anything. Was it Voltaire? I'm trying to think who said, you know, if you can get people to believe in anything, you can get people to act and then in on anything. And then once you have that, you can get them to commit atrocities in that name of that thing. And in today's world, what we have proven as you can take anything, You can take a boy, a little boy, and groom them into being a little girl. And it's legal in many jurisdictions. I think it's just pure satanic child abuse. That poor kid has brain is filled with the delusions. Imagine it's like a kid that lives in North Korea in a small village that's, you know, that is isolated, that only gets the political dogma. That those kids that are groomed and genderized in that psychological torture, you know, they are as brainwashed as deeply as the children and the adults in that North Korea isolated camps. As Jim Jones, David Koresh, yeah, how about Charlie Manson? Because all of this, they have essentially Charlie Manson's handbook being used in indoctrinating kids, oh my God, in the educational system today. And it's all the norm. And if you're like me, if you say something about it, you are attacked. If today, if you tell the truth, you are attacked. These are the facts. Those that live in the delusion can only see and understand what they have in that delusion. It is the mass psychosis of COVID, of the Trump derangement syndrome, of let's support the Yahtzees in Ukraine. It is sheer, not just psychological madness, but it's against all common sense. And people believe it. It sounds so stupid. It sounds so far out there because it is. And they are the ones that are the ones that are the so-called professionals that have essentially done this. The professional politicians, the liberals who claim to be the smart, educated class, the hippies from the 60s, the hipsters and the crazy people that wanted free speech and love and rock and roll and acid and everything else. And now they're telling you to shut up. You better use the correct pronoun. You better not come out during the pandemic. And you better be wearing a toilet paper mask of any kind. Ah, it's pure idiocracy. I reject it all. It's beyond bullshit. You know, they have that new fake meat, right? Beyond beef or beyond meat or whatever the hell they call it, okay? It's stuff that actually it's said that it gives you cancer. And because of the soybeans and the way they're used in it and the way they're cooked and then moved and however they're chemically altered or whatever they do to them, it essentially has like a chemical reaction, and it's said to cause cancers. You know, people didn't believe me that, you know, drinking too many of these sodas that eventually that just really destroy your brain. And man, I know in some cases it seems like it has for some people, but you always must remain vigilant. You must literally doubt everything that you see, hear, and read. It is as if, you know, when the CIA director, you know, said, well, we'll know our disinformation, misinformation programs are complete when everything everybody knows is, well, false. And we have arrived. We are at that point. And without the truth, you cannot make and you will never make an appropriate decision without all of the data. That's another reason why you can never have AI that is, how you want to say it? You can never have AI that is left wing or right wing or whatever, because AI will read through, look through, do more stuff, think about more stuff in a millisecond than most of us will in our entire lives. While you think you can set parameters and guide AI will find its own way, because just as in science, it finds its own way. This truth eventually comes out. Okay? Anyway, so yeah, lots of stuff going on. A passenger says that he made a bomb threat on the flight that he was on to escape the cartel that was waiting to capture and torture him when they were going to land in Seattle. A passenger aboard an Alaska Airlines flight from Atlanta to Seattle is accused of making a bomb threat that caused the pilots to land the plane in Spokane, Washington. Brandon Scott, 38, claimed he made the threat because members or a powerful cartel were under orders to kill him when he arrived in Seattle. Scott faces a false information and a hoax charge. After the plane took off, Scott handed the flight attendant a note saying homemade explosives in his carry-on and a detonator on him. This is not a joke. Several pounds of homemade explosives in my carry bag. I have a detonator with me. Handle the matter carefully and exactly how I say, otherwise I will detonate the explosives and kill everybody on board. Scott demanded the plane be rerouted to any other airport. The note instructed the flight attendant to alert the pilot and traffic controllers, but keep the threat from others aboard the plane. The note said he would surrender peacefully upon arriving at the rerouted destination. Pretend there's some sort of equipment problem, whatever you have to do, Scott said in the note. Failure to comply will cost the lives of everybody. He had no bomb, of course. But anyway, sheer crazy. Scott faces a $250,000 fine if convicted. It's unknown if he has a lawyer yet. Wow. So this isn't the, when was this? This was just another, it's 3 months after another passenger threatened to kill somebody on an Alaska Airlines flight. Man, they must have a problem flying them Alaska Airlines. Is it going to Alaska or coming back from Alaska where everybody, freaks the hell out? Oh, man, I'm telling you. Drones to patrol beaches after shark sightings, where in Florida, there were people that were literally running out of the water because the sharks came into the shallows and were, they were looking for a small child to feed on. They were looking for some feet or something to eat. But yeah, it's sheer crazy. What else we got here? Revealed 1 in 3 vegan products found to contain milk or egg. Well, I guess what they were eating wasn't so vegan. Yeah. Well, here it is, a Hollywood scab. That's right, Brian Murphy threatens to sue Writers Guild strike captain, who this guy has allegedly said that if you cross the picket line, if you don't cross the picket line and you come to work, you'll be okay. But if you don't, you're going to be blackballed. Yeah. Crazy stuff, isn't it? Why would investors buy $1 billion in land near an Air Force base? Travis Air Force Base in Northern. Oh, look here. We got a call. This looks like the one I'm waiting for. Hello.
Mitchell, hey. How are you doing,
hey,
friend?
Jim. How you doing, my friend? God bless you.
Good, good, good. Just came out of my surgeon appointment review, and he's very, very happy, and I'm feeling good, and all is well.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that, my friend.
Yes, yes, yes. So I just I call and say hi. I'm on the road heading home. I'll be there in about 15 minutes. And
all right.
I can call into the show if we're not on the air now.
Oh, we're on the air now, my friend.
All right. All right. Well, Mitchell, let me just say I'm 2 weeks out and I'm doing laps around the living room. I've been doing 10 laps at a whack without any problem. And I did it 4 times yesterday and again this morning, which is all a very positive sign. And, he believes everything looks great. Some of my test functions are even better than expected, and looks like I'm well headed toward a full recovery.
Amen, Jim. I'm really glad to hear that.
I do have an occasional appointment that may conflict with a show, Mitchell, so we'll just coordinate that as we go forward.
Oh, that shouldn't be much of a problem.
Yeah. I wanted to let you know all is well and how much I appreciate your taking the reins and filling in and all this good stuff for Revolution Radio.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad I could help, Jim. And it's just so good to hear that you're feeling better and that your strength is coming back. That's really good to hear.
Well, I'll tell you, the first week or so, 10 days, was actually quite a challenge. But ever since, I've been feeling better and better, and all the signs are very positive. I think there's a general consensus I'm well ahead of the curve in terms of recovering from this major surgery. So,
well, you know, when you have your chest cracked open and you're split open, and they work on your heart. I mean, yeah, I mean it's gonna take some time to recover.
They actually stop your heart to do the surgery, Mitchell. They put you on a heart lung machine and they do the surgery when your heart is not beating, and then they, you know, start it up again. So it's really quite something.
Wow. Wow, that's really good to hear, Jim. But yeah, we're on the air. We got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to the break, and you know, you're welcome to stay. God bless. But I don't know with your riding and driving and everything, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not able to drive for a month for 2 more weeks. My wife is driving. Let's talk for the, you know, up to the break, and then everyone know that I plan to come back on Monday. And, you know, you
okay.
And I can do a show together on Monday.
We certainly can. We certainly can, my friend. Yeah, we got about 40 seconds.
There's been so much going out there in the world, Mitchell, and I want to encourage everyone to go to my blog to check out some really important stuff. There's one by John Mersheimer reviewing the entire Ukraine war that is one of the best, perhaps the best analysis I've ever seen. And there's a piece by a guy named John Jordan about what's going on in France that is absolutely stunning stuff, and that's something I intend to discuss when I'm on with you on Monday.
All right. Well, I look forward to it, Jim. I'm glad you're doing well, and thank Jan for, well, you know, how our old ladies put up with us.
She's been fantastic, wonderfully supportive, just terrific in every possible way.
God bless her. God bless her. All right, my friend, we're at the break now. Well, God bless you.
You got
Jim,
it, Mitchell. Thanks.
We'll see you Monday then. Bye-bye.
See you Monday. You got it. Bye.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
All right, howdy. Welcome back. This is Mitch filling in for Jim Fetzer. You heard Jim said he'll be back Monday, and I imagine him and I will be kind of passing stories back and forth. I'm going to have some and he's going to have some, and, you know, and we'll talk about it and we'll get the straight truth. And of course, we end up with the raw deal. That's right. That's the name of this show. And it certainly sticks to the facts and the world that we live in. Let's see. Let's get over here and look at some of this new information and news that I got that I see coming out here. Washington Times has a story about neurostrike weapons. Neurostrike, in other words, attacking the nervous system, whether it's using an energy directed weapon and a handheld gun or larger weapons, firing literally electromagnetic beams. You know, you have to understand, you know, if you can pop a balloon, you can cause pain, injury, even blind somebody, you know, or cook their organs with a directed energy weapon. But what if you're able to get into their mind through an energy wave, a sonic wave of some kind, and can disrupt their brain? You know, today, the new high-end tech weapons, they actually have these, they're designed to literally interface with the human neurosystem. And today, you know, these weapons, as we interface closer to them, we actually become susceptible to the effects of the physical effects on the weapons that turn into physical effects that we experience every day. Ah, man, research is focused on using brain warfare weapons in the near term. You know, during the Chinese military assault, what if they could literally send out a pulse and tell everybody, put your guns down, stand down? You know, there's something going on. You know, if you look at what the way people are acting and how they have literally succumbed to some type of invisible, silent, untouchable, unseeable, unfeelable, unsmellable influence that's coming from, well, what, an electromagnetic device? Is the electromagnetic spectrum, the round devices, is that literally what's being modified, that's modifying our electromagnetic system that runs our body, that taps into our brain, that taps into our system? And if they run it at a certain frequency of electromagnetic frequency, then yeah, there you have it. I should say, give us a call, 540-352-4452. And give us a call. I don't know why the internet was really good today. The last 2 days, every time I tried to do something online, I was getting bombed out, man. Oh my God. It's like everything in the world was turning against whatever I was trying to do. I think this week things are kind of, well, maybe they're flipping around. I don't know. I hope so. But remember, the microwave weapons and weapons that you can't see that will come through phones and devices. Imagine a sophisticated hypnotist system using tones and watch a video and you get brainwashed. And then the video flashes send money subconsciously, right? You don't know why you're sending money. You're just sending money. I wonder if that's one of the way a lot of people get scammed, is they get in. And I've seen this. I've seen this in what liberals are doing in trying to use some kind of rhythmic chant to round you in, so to speak. I don't know why, but they seem to be. Well, this really doesn't count for a whole lot, you know? I mean, this next story just really doesn't mean much because it's coming from, well, CNN, right? CNN business headline, the age-old question, how much do you need to feel financially secure? To 2,500 U.S. adults said they need to earn an average of $233,000 a year to feel financially secure and $483,000 annually to feel rich or to attain financial freedom. Huh. Hell, I got $33,000 a year. I'm going to feel rich. I get $233,000. Well, whether it's a year or just a one time, I'm going to feel like a bazillionaire. Oh, that's how rich I am. I'm so broke, I can't pay attention. Yeah, that's an old one I used to play, but it's still true, man. You know, for comparison's sake, the median income for a year-round worker in 2021 was $56,473. Okay, but we have to understand that, you know, listen, California, look at California and look at where I live here in Virginia. Look at the housing. Look, they can't even flush a toilet with a gallon of water in California. Yeah, they got water restrictors on everything. Here, you know, you can put out a fire hose. You can run a 3-inch hose to your toilet if you want. Now, not to say it might splash a little when it fills up, you know, but yeah, we even got rid of our outhouses. You know, we did get away from the California recycle method here, you know, but I would suspect in California that in some places that residents may get a bonus nowadays if they put in an outhouse and have it proper. You know, you got some lime in there and every few days you throw some lime on it and Hey, I know that dates me. You know, I know I've used an outhouse before. Have you used an outhouse before? Or did you just have to hang your butt over a tree limb that was hanging and broken down on a tree or something somewhere, huh? I mean, I'm asking, you know. Or did you have a chair? You just cut the hole in the bottom of the chair and you crapped on the floor of the woods, right? I don't know. Who cares? But just remember, you know, financial security for one is, you know, not the same as the other. That's what I would say, okay? But anyway, how many bills do you have? How much do you owe? What's your situation? How many dependents do you have? I mean, there's so much. It's such a litany of, yeah, how rich do you feel? Well, I'm so rich that right now I can spend every dollar I have and still owe my money. I still owe and owe, and off to work you go, right? Yeah, Republicans are crying the blues. No, not all Republicans, just the neoliberal Bush gang who is, they're sad because Ron DeSantis and his campaign is, well, in the toilet waiting for the big flush. Yes, of course, Donald Trump, double, triple indicted, whatever it might be, Donald Trump is still standing tall. That's the thing that we have to see. And that's what we know today. Okay. We know that Donald Trump is going to continue to fight for we the people against the, the deep state. Now, I think he needs to, I think he needs to get some new advisors. Trump does. His advisors are pretty worthless. I mean, Lindsey Graham should never be on the same stage as Donald Trump. He has lied, talked crap, and basically spit on Trump. And nobody in MAGA world really likes him because Lindsey Graham's a turd. He would arm ISIS if ISIS would fight the Russians or the Syrians. Oh, he did the Syrians, right? Remember that? It's crazy. It's idiocracy, but hey, yeah, let's see. Dun, 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 dun. No loopholes for polluters. Those responsible for polyfluorinated alkaloids will pay, according to the energy departments. Well, they're probably doing the big, what do you call that? The big victory lap about companies that have made tens of billions of dollars creating and using PFASs, right? That's an acronym for them. Perfluoroalkaloid and polyfluoroalkaloid substances. Anyway, cancers galore, serious health problems. You know, there was a movie made called Dark Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S, by legendary environmental attorney Robert Beloit, yeah. Now, in Roanoke, Virginia area, okay, there is this new reservoir that they had built just 15, 20 years ago. And it's supposed to be this pristine water from the Roanoke River and stuff. And, well, that's right. Somehow or another, an industry that was on the river that had all the permits and all this stuff, right? They cleaned containers for somebody. And when they sent these containers, they were never labeled properly. And they didn't know that these polyfluoride alkaloids were in them, and they're forever chemicals because they don't break down. They don't disintegrate over time from what we have found in the environment. So, yeah. So here you are in Roanoke, Virginia. You don't know it, but your prime, your best sweet mountain water aquifer reservoir is contaminated now forever by these PFAS chemicals, these substances. Yeah. Well, I guess that's about right. Perfectly healthy. I mean, what is perfectly healthy? New research shows that just 3% of adults show no major health risks linked to death. What? No comorbidities and just 3%? Really? Oh, man. Holy hell. Analyzed 19 different risk factors, then adjusted data for age, sex, obesity category, and ethnicity. Yes, the approach led to the discovery that just 3% of people displayed none of the risk factors, while earlier studies documented the risk factors very well. Explains that far less is understood at the time about the relationship between various risks and the likelihood of mortality over time. Yeah, it's certainly is. And what we found out with COVID is the political scientists have no problem cooking any and all of the information that they get. Yeah. Isn't that the real truth? Anyway, so yeah, it's sheer crazy. It's idiocracy, and it's, well, wow. It's amazing what we got going on. Everything happens all at once, evidently. I mean, I'm just saying, I've been waiting. I just had a call today for a, this is really good news for me too, because it's for my VA disability stuff, and I have some exams coming up, and I've been waiting for them call since, well, I don't know, October of last year. Hey, the government takes its time. Oh man, I hurt so bad. It's not even funny. It's not even fun life anymore. But yeah, I got to figure something out. Anyway, so yeah, the world is changing, and it's changing fast. And AI, and listen, the robots that will make up AI that will literally take your job. They have to take your job. I mean, there's no business worth anything if they have a robot that can do your job for $32,000 a year to $50,000 a year, and they're paying you $70,000-$80,000 plus insurance on all your kids and your whole family and everything else, and unemployment insurance. And guess who's not going to be getting the job? The human. Look, I'm a businessman. If I'm a businessman mentality, there's no way in hell I could hire a person, right? What about you? Is there any way you could hire a person for $100,000 in you know, wages and taxes and insurance, and versus $40,000 or $50,000 for a robot that, well, when it breaks down, it doesn't complain, it doesn't bitch, it just gets somebody to fix it, and as long as it's not like those slushy machines that I see in the Speedway stores here in Virginia. Listen, if you're a management member or anybody in Speedway system of convenience stores, right? Now, there's two down here in Bassett, Virginia on US 220, right? I'm telling you, they got the worst slushy machines on the planet. They break down more than McDonald's other machines, you know, ice yogurt machine that they had. It's terrible. You can't, every time you turn around. Yeah, you can't get it. Uh-oh, here it is. Just a little bit ago, after the show started, RFK Jr. blasted the media's organized conspiracy to suppress COVID information and to stick to the government orthodoxy. Well, that's not surprising to me. The government has been brainwashing everybody and censoring long before, you know, the internet became available. It was a little harder, and they had to really use, you know, the newspapers. That's why Mockingbird Media is so important. That's why it exists. It's the entire basis of the military-industrial complex propaganda system that has been essentially put on people. Whoa, I would never do that. $1,000 a month for a car payment? Whoa, holy schmoly. Not me. Yeah, swimming in debt. Hey, there is a pickup truck right down the road. It's an older Ford. Man, if I had a couple thousand, I would buy it, but I don't. Well, if I had 13,000-15,000, I'd buy this little acre of land with this mobile home that's all gutted, just needs worked on, got a big garage. You know, man, I could get an RV, I could park it back there. I mean, look, I could really hook it up. But, you know, I don't have that money right now. But if the government gets off his ass and gets going, then maybe I can. Nah, I'm sitting here thinking that, and I don't think I can. I don't think I'm physically able to fucking, oh, excuse me, pardon my language. That was a slip. I don't think I can physically do it anymore. I'm just sitting here streaming to you guys, and my hands are hurting from arthritis and going the thump, a thump, a thump, a thump. I could imagine what it'd be like if I swung a hammer for a couple hours. I worked a little bit on the deck in the back, and I did almost half of it. And, you know, I had to take 5 or 6 days for my hands to quit, you know, thumping and hurting. And, yeah, they're stiff, and I can't even hardly drive right anymore. It's really kind of, wow. It's disgusting to me, but, you know, hey, isn't life, isn't it? You better suck it up and go with it, because it ain't time for Buttercup to give up, man. I'm telling you. Hey, what else we got here? Biden whistleblower, Gal Luft. Dr. Gal Luft, the Israeli whistleblower who has been hiding and on the run since April, detailed his bribery allegations against the Biden family in an extraordinarily new interview. What's a piece of this? Come on. And where is a piece of the clip? I want to hear from the man himself. Here, we only got 2 minutes. We can get 2 minutes, maybe, right? Yeah, let's get at least 2 minutes of this. And let's see. This is on ZeroHedge.com. What's he got to say? 13-minute video clip.
Good day. My name is Dr. Gal Luft. For the past 20 years, I've been the co-director of the Institute for the Analysis of Global Security, a Washington-based think tank focused on energy security. For the past 15 years, I've been a resident of Israel. And for 4 years, I was senior advisor to the China energy company CFC, at the same time of its dealings with the Biden family.
Uh-oh.
Under normal circumstances, I would be testifying before Congress about my experience with CFC. Sadly, due to circumstances I shall describe here in this video, I am forced to tell you this story via video. My ordeal goes back to a fatal decision I made in March of 2019 to share with the U.S. government my knowledge about the Biden family's relations with CFC. As I said, it was in March of 2019 in a two-day session at the U.S. Embassy in Brussels. I insisted that the meeting take place in March because at the time there were rumors that Joe Biden was planning to run for president. I saw it as my civic duty to alert the government beforehand and give it enough time to probe the issue. I want to be clear. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I have no political motive or agenda. I did it out of deep concern that if the Bidens were to come to power, the country would be facing the same traumatic Russia collusion scandal, only this time with China. Sadly, because of the DOJ's cover-up, this is exactly what happened. The DOJ sent to Brussels a delegation of six people, two prosecutors from the Southern District of New York, by the names of Daniel Reichenthal and Catherine Gosch, and four FBI agents. One of them was Special Agent Joshua Wilson from the Baltimore Field Office, which also happens to cover the state of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to ask yourself, why did the government dispatch to Europe so many people?
Well,
why six? Why not two? The answer is that they knew very
well. All right. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see Jim on Monday. Have a great day and a better weekend. God bless. Good day and good luck.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their